Good morning and happy Easter to everyone. Our message today is entitled Three Crosses and Two Choices. Three Crosses and Two Choices. We're going to be speaking from Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 43. That's Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 43. And it reads with these words, "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them deride him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And his superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and of Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Easter is the annual celebration of the fact that Christ is risen from the dead, the resurrection of Christ from the grave. Easter means that our greatest enemy called death has been defeated. For the Christian, Easter means that our sins are forgiven and we are made right with God. According to Paul, the apostle, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, Paul said, For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. So Christ died, he was buried, and he rose again. The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the foundation and crowning proof of Christianity. Apart from Christ's bodily resurrection, we have no Savior, no forgiveness of sin, and no hope of salvation. All of us have sinned. According to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it states, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. However, we are divided when it comes to sin. Some have the penalty of sin resting on them. Others, by grace, have shifted their sins over to Christ. The great question is this: is your sin on you or on Christ, who paid the penalty for sin? Over 2,000 years ago, on the hill of Calvary, three men died by crucifixion on three separate crosses that were aligned in a row. One man died in sin, one man died to sin, and another man died for sin. As we celebrate Easter, think about the three men, the man who died in sin and the man who died to sin, describe the eternal destiny of mankind, dying in sin or dying to sin. But the man in the middle who died for sin is the source of eternal life. The man in the middle is the man Jesus Christ. And just as the man who died in sin and the man who died to sin, the same is true today, occurring today. Man, some are dying in their sin, and then some are dying to sin. We're going to talk this morning on three main points, the cross of rejection, the cross of repentance, and the cross of redemption. The cross of rejection in verses 34 through 39. We'll notice here that the malefactor, the people, and the religious leaders, they heard Jesus' prayer. In verse 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Christ was praying to God, or prayed to God, to forgive those who were crucifying him. Those crucifying Christ did not know what they were doing. They did not know that the purpose of Christ's coming was to make provision for the forgiveness of sin. We also notice in verses 35 and 37 that the people and the religious leaders, they ridiculed Jesus, but also the two thieves on the cross, they ridiculed Jesus. And we'll take a look at Matthew's account. In Luke it said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God." And that's in verse 35. And then in verse 37, it states, "If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself." Right here we notice that they made fun and they berated our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ while challenging him to save himself if he really was the Messiah, if he really was the chosen one of God. If, now this word means for as much, it is a condition clause that in any event, sometime used with a command or as an indirect question. If can cause doubt or unbelief about something or someone. It is a two-letter word, but it can cause the death of a soul. We mentioned just a few seconds ago about indirect question or command, and we know that it said, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. So the condition, if you're the king of the Jews, the command, save yourself. We also notice in verse 38, the superscription of the title affixed to the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It states that this is the king of the Jews. And in Matthew chapter 27, verse 32, it states that this is Jesus, the king of the Jews. The custom of the Jews was that when they crucified any man, to publish the cause for death in a table written in capital letters and placed over the head of the crucified. The superscription was used to mark the Jewish authority in Christ's claim. However, God used it to proclaim the truth to the world. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the King of the Jews. Also notice in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it states, talking about Mary, "And she shall bring forth a child, and thou shalt call the name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Then we also notice in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, and it states this, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus came to save dying men and women. This thief died in sin. We notice in verse 39, "And one of the malefactors which was hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself in us." If, see the word if again, this man was in the shadow of death, place called hell, and refused to humble himself. He died in sin. There are many people in the world today that are identical to this man. They live their lives in sin and reject Jesus Christ. This man rejected our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He refused to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. And just as people today, they do not want to have anything to do with Jesus. They make fun of Jesus Christ. They make fun of Jesus' followers. They reject Jesus Christ as the Savior. Now the cross of repentance, remain in verse 9 text. This thief died to sin. He believed on Christ's name and faith. So Jesus saved him. Now, this man also railed Jesus too, but he had a change of heart and he demonstrated the steps to salvation and true repentance. So in Matthew chapter 27, Matthew chapter 27, and I read with these words, beginning at verse 35, 27 through 35, Matthew 27, and it states these words. And they crucified him and parted his garment, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, marking him with the scribe and the elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him." He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. So we notice here that the two thieves are the two malefactors. They also participated in railing Jesus. Well, we notice this one at the cross of repentance. He had a change of heart. And then we notice here in verse 40, where he rebuked the other thief on the cross, admonishing him in verse 40. And he said, Dost not thou fearest God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" He feared God. He did not want to go to this awful place called hell. Perhaps he thought about something that he heard about Jesus, or perhaps his mother, someone told him about Jesus. And then he got serious in verse 41. And he said, "And we indeed justly, for we have received a due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." He realized his sinful state. He was in a terrible situation. And he said, "For we received a due reward for our deeds." Well, folks, all of us deserve hell, but Jesus made a way out. He died for our sins. And then in verse 41, he declared that Jesus was righteous. He said, "This man has done nothing amiss." And then in verse 42, and he said unto Jesus, this man dying on the cross, he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And then we notice Jesus responded in verse 43. And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." We're talking about a personal faith. He placed his faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and was saved that day, that very moment. This man, this thief, was a sinner who repented of his sin and accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. So we have talked about the cross of rejection, the cross of redemption. Now we're going to take a look at the cross of redemption. The man in the middle, the man on the cross in the middle, is named Jesus Christ, who was between two thieves. Jesus Christ is the perfect Son of God who became the Lamb of God. Christ was born to die. Christ came to save sinners. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, without his shed blood, there would be no forgiveness of sin. In Romans chapter 5, verse 6, Christ died for the ungodly. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, Christ died for sinners. In Romans chapter 5, verse 10, Christ died for his enemies. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. And we already covered Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a child, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. In Acts chapter 16, verse 31, it states, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ died in our place and on our behalf. Christ lived a sinless life. And then in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Jesus Christ is the only means by which we can be saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, Christ died for our sin according to the scripture. The difference between the two thieves, the thief on the cross of rejection saw Jesus only as a man. But the thief on the cross of repentance saw him as Lord. The thief on the cross of rejection saw Jesus as the marked king. But the thief on the cross of repentance saw him as King of Kings. The thief on the cross of rejection saw Jesus as a sinner. But the thief on the cross of repentance saw him as the Savior. A man was asked to receive Christ, but put it off by saying, oh, don't bother me now. There's always the 11th hour. Remember the dying thief. He was shocked when the persistent Christian said pointedly, which thief? Remember, there were two. The man responded, that's right. I had forgotten that. I meant to say one. That very night, he decided to trust Jesus for his salvation. And folks, don't put it off. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today. And just as this thief was dying on the cross, and he was asked Christ for forgiveness of his sin, Lord, remember me, and he was saved right then. In conclusion, three crosses. One man died in sin, one died to sin, and Jesus Christ, the man in the middle, died for sin. Therefore, there are two choices. Eternal life in that beautiful place called heaven, or eternal damnation in that place, that awful place called hell. As you celebrate Easter, remember the suffering Christ endured for you at Calvary. His hand was pierced with nails, his face was marred in appearance, and his side was pierced with a spear. Also remember the purpose of Christ's death at Calvary, to destroy the works of Satan, to make salvation available to mankind, and to make it possible for man to be reconciled to God. The man on the cross in the middle is Christ Jesus. Dying sinners, look to him that your souls might be saved. A couple more points here, the old Romans road. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As we celebrate Easter, I'm just so thankful for Jesus Christ. As a result of that, we have forgiveness of our sins, and heaven is our home. In the midst of what we're going through in the world, in the midst of what we're going through in this country and in this state here with the coronavirus, let us still maintain our hope. Let us still maintain our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because we have something to look forward to called the blessed hope. So may we just give Jesus all praise, honor, and thanks. And once again, happy Easter, and God bless you.